the most important thing for me is just to be able to help other people. And specifically with what I do with my mentorship program, I'm giving people the education that I wish I had when I started in business.
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, creatives, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. We will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Jewel Schroeder. Unconventional Life, welcome. This is your host, Jewel Schroeder, tuning in today from Boulder, Colorado. Today's guest is joining me from San Diego, California. I have got Jack McCall in the house. Jack, are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
Yes. Thank you, Jules. I'm super ready.
Super excited to have Jack on the show today. He is the founder of Credit Stacking, which is a business that has scaled from zero business credit to $500,000 in approved credit in just over a year, using a variety of new businesses and investments to be able to fund those loans. And I know you have this unique framework that you use for over 1,000 entrepreneurs to help them get access to hundreds of thousands of dollars, zero interest capital, start a business, scale a business, or finance any type of investment. And a lot of how you teach an order and a system of approach of how to, you know, essentially leverage credit, well, credit stack to keep scaling. And I don't want to steal the thunder. I want you to definitely share with our listeners about it. But it's fascinating in how you do what you do. And also just an example of thinking bigger, using what is unconventional to leverage different opportunities. So welcome to the show, Jack. Fill in any gaps that I might have left out and give us a glimpse into your personal life.
Awesome. Thank you, Jules. Well, definitely financing businesses with 0% interest business credit is definitely the unconventional route. And if you study in school, in business school at a good university, they don't teach anything about business funding, specifically funding businesses with credit cards, essentially. And I was an entrepreneur for 6 years and I didn't know anything about business credit. I was an entrepreneur, didn't know about much about business funding, and then found business credit and realized it is the easiest and most effective way to finance businesses. And one quick revision on the introduction, Credit Stacking is my mentorship program where I'm teaching over 2,000 entrepreneurs about this exact framework that I'm going through with you guys. But I went from zero business credit to getting approved for $500,000 in business credit in just over 1 year, which is a lot of access to capital in a very short period of time. So I was able to really crack the code. And now I help entrepreneurs get access to capital so they can start a business, scale a business, or really just fund any type of investment.
Yeah, awesome. And thanks for the clarification on that, Jack. And, you know, give us like, if we're a fly on the wall, bird's eye glance, seeing you in your life, what went through your mind? You were like, I want to get access to a bunch of credit, or I want to figure this out for yourself. I'm sure there was something that happened, you know, in your world that had you be curious about it, and would love to hear a little bit what was happening at the time and then what you discovered.
Yeah. So it really was a combination of a couple things. One, I'm always studying very high net worth individuals. And specifically when I was studying Grant Cardone, who's really big into real estate, and Donald Trump, and John D. Rockefeller, those three individuals who are incredibly wealthy and successful in business, they all have leveraged massive amounts of debt in their journey as entrepreneurs. And I realized that's probably something I need to start doing. And so when I had my travel company, we organized Cabo spring break trips for university students. That was my first opportunity to borrow money, which I didn't do through 0% cards like we'll get into, but I did through a business loan, and I was paying interest on that business loan. That business loan allowed us to buy more hotel blocks, which allowed us to expand our business, take market share from our competitor, and ultimately led to an acquisition of our company, which was awesome, but we were paying interest. So anytime you're paying interest, say 10, 20, 30%, it makes it that much more difficult to actually succeed in your business because you're getting drained by that interest. And then after we sold the company, we moved to Bali, Indonesia to have some fun. We did some Airbnb arbitrage over there, but I met an individual who showed me business credit. He showed me how to get a business credit card, and he showed me that the difference between business credit and personal credit is business credit cards don't actually report to your personal credit profile. So if you max out a personal card, your score is going to absolutely tank. But a business account doesn't report to your personal credit profile. So you can get approved for a 50, 100K card. You can max that card out. You can use that money to start a business, to scale your business, or invest into a real estate deal, or invest into anything else that's going to cash flow or make you money. And your personal credit score is going to stay unaffected. So you can go out and apply for other cards, et cetera, et cetera. But the difference there blew my mind. The fact that you can get approved for such amount of capital and your personal credit score stays unaffected. And so I have probably $700,000 in business credit nowadays, and I have an 816 personal credit score. And it's because those accounts don't report. So I didn't know that. They didn't teach me that in college. They didn't teach me that in high school. I had to figure that out 6 years into entrepreneurship, and it just blew my mind. And so I became incredibly fascinated on really dialing it in and teaching people, because there's so many entrepreneurs that have no idea about business credit and the exact framework they need to follow to get access to such capital.
Absolutely. Well, sounds like a good guy to meet in Bali. And thank you to him in that conversation. And, you know, where do people start? Because I think even those that are starting businesses, it's like, how do you even build business credit, yet alone, right, to start opening these and then compounding them and all that. And I know that's probably a lot of the framework that you teach. But if someone's hearing this, like, all right, I'm into this conversation, like, give me the roadmap.
Yeah. So I think from the beginning, when you hear about business credit, you think about, you know, building business credit, you have to be some business owner with tax returns and cash flow and an aged business. But it's actually incredibly simple. You can just have a brand new LLC, brand new S Corp or C Corp. You don't need to be some established business with cash flow, with age, employees, all these things. The most important thing is, one, you just have to have a business entity. So if you're listening to this right now, all you need to do is go file an LLC, and congrats, you're a business owner. You own a business entity. So that's the first step. Second step is to optimize your personal credit profile. So when you apply for any type of credit products, personal, business, they're going to be looking at your personal credit profile. It's much more than just a score. You can have a 780 score and a very thin profile. And so I've been able to reverse engineer what the underwriters are looking for. And they really break it down into many different categories. And where I help people, you look at all these different categories and we optimize every portion of it to making sure they're attractive as possible to these lenders. So things like a certain amount of personal credit accounts open, a certain amount of collective credit, certain amount of inquiries, which you want very low, certain amount of utilization, which again, you want super low, and clean payment history. So it's really starting with the optimization of your personal credit profile. And to get approved for these business credit accounts, you don't need to show any personal income verification, no tax returns. There's basically no verification you need to do. All you need is good credit and some sort of business entity.
Well, I know you've written a book, Unconventional Life Readers. We had a great giveaway talking about at the end of the episode. We'll talk more about. And I know you've also got with credit stacking, the different programs that you teach and support in the community with. And how has this information really changed how you see life, what becomes possible, the timeline of which things can now happen? What have been some of the benefits that you've experienced from this?
Getting access to this type of capital as an entrepreneur completely changed my life. I could invest into more e-commerce stores. I can invest into more real estate deals. I can grow other things that I'm invested into. When you can borrow more money, you can make more money. And you don't need to have the money. You just need to be able to get access to the money. And when you have access to 0% interest capital for 1 to 2 years, you can do so much more. One of the students that I was just working with, he had this dream to start a chiropractor practice. He went to the bank for a traditional business loan to show them a business plan, et cetera. They didn't give him anything. He joined my program. I helped him get approved for $104,000 of 0% interest capital, which is 0% for 12 to 18 months. He was then able to use that money to start his chiropractic therapy his practice in Hawaii, and gave us an awesome testimony. So when you get access to this type of capital, so much is possible in terms of what you can do to start a business or scale a business. And really that first 1 to 2 years of a business, it's the hardest by far. Yeah. Like to start a company and make it profitable is so hard. And specifically at the beginning, because you have all these overhead costs. So once you can get past that hump after the first little bit of time, then it starts to get easier. But the startup is so incredibly difficult. And when you have an extra 20 grand, 50 grand that you can borrow for free, your chance of succeeding in that business is dramatically higher.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know with your program and things like that, you know, you probably get a lot of different questions. You're addressing some of the common questions that you get, but what are some of the barriers? And you've talked about that a little bit, but some of the things that if you're like, people just knew this, you know, then this, it's a game changer. And I know that's why you stand for what you are, but what are a few of those things?
Yeah. And I think a lot of those misconceptions or mistakes are made in optimizing your personal credit profile, like the type of accounts people are applying for. For example, I preach that when you're applying for personal credit cards, you should only be applying for personal credit cards at the top banks that are known to give high limits. So cards not to apply for example, are the store cards like Sephora, you know, Victoria's Secret, all those store retail cards. Those are absolute trash. They don't look good on your credit profile. You're getting small limits. It's not building relationships with a grade A tier one bank. So the cards you should be applying for are cards at Chase, American Express, Bank of America, and US Bank, because you're going to get higher limits on those cards. And you're also going to be building a relationship with those banks. And those are banks that have 0% interest business business credit cards. So by using those personal credit cards with them, you're building a relationship. They're going to trust you. So by the time you're ready for business credit, they're going to give you much, much higher limits. And these are also cards that are going to give you cash back, going to give you points, et cetera. And one thing I briefly mentioned is you're getting higher limits on these cards. So something called comparable credit, where if you have higher limits on personal credit cards, you're going to get higher limits on the business credit cards. So if you're going out there getting these retail cards, getting a $500 limit, $1,000 limit, $2,000 limit, you're going to get very small limits on the business credit cards. But if you're getting 5K, 10K, 20K limits on personal cards, you're going to get much higher limits on these business cards. So they're better cards regardless. You're getting higher limits and you're building relationships with banks that actually matter.
Yeah. Awesome. So, so good. I'd love for you, Jack, to share with our listeners how, for those that want to learn more about what you're up to and even check out some of the resources, Unconventional Lifers, will talk about the giveaway at the end in just a little bit here, but what is the best place for people to do that?
Yeah. So a few different places. My Instagram is a great place. It's King of Debt, like credit card debt, King of Debt on Instagram. I have a book called Credit Stacking on Amazon. Check that out as well. And we'll drop a link below. I have a full case study that dives into much, much deeper detail on everything to show you guys how I went from zero business credit to $500,000 in business credit in just over a year. Got a full case study on that. And it's free, of course.
Awesome. Unconventional Lifers, we'll put that at the show notes at unconventionallifeshow.com. And, you know, Jack, just to zoom out a little bit, we've been talking about business, obviously credit, you know, to look more about your life as, you know, holistic perspective, the show, The Unconventional Life looks at it all. I imagine you as leader, as an individual, you've probably had to scale yourself, your ways of thinking of what's possible and just the ways that you interact with, you know, the rest of the world. And how has your relationship with yourself changed? And what are some of the practices that you do that really keep you in the game, you know, not only growing for yourself, growing for your business. I don't know if you have a family as well, growing for your family or all those different arenas.
Yeah. So I think I'm in general very growth orientated. So anything, you know, in my life that I can grow makes me super fulfilled. So whether it be growing my business, that makes me very happy because I'm able to impact more people's lives. And that growth and that impact makes me very happy, whether it be fitness and, you know, being consistent with fitness. If I'm, you know, growing my muscles, getting in better shape, that makes me extremely fulfilled. So it's just being consistently setting goals for myself and being growth orientated is what really, really helps me, you know, stay level-headed and allows me to be a better person so I can give more energy into my business and ultimately impact more people's lives. That's the most important thing for me, is just to be able to help other people. And specifically with what I do with my mentorship program, I'm giving people the education that I wish I had when I started in business. I started as an entrepreneur when I was 18, 19 years old, very hard. I had maybe like a few $1,000s to my name. I was trying to start these businesses with just a few $1,000s. And now I'm able to help people in their low 20s, low 30s, get access to epic amounts of capital. And to see these people's stories, I was able to help them get that capital and they could start the business. And now they're cash flowing in their business and able to do things like quit their corporate 9-to-5 job that they didn't like. It's extremely rewarding. And I love helping people. And if I only had those resources when I was starting, I'd be at a much different place. But regardless, I have the information now and I'm helping a lot of people with it. So that makes me very happy.
Yeah. Awesome. And are there, I know you mentioned like working out, and are there other practices or books or podcast resources that you use that you feel that really helps set you up for success?
Podcasts for sure. I listen to podcasts, one probably every other day, whether it be on YouTube or Spotify. I used to be a lot more in reading, less now. But one thing that I'm very, very consistent about is journaling what I'm grateful for, journaling my goals. One thing that I consider my GPS in life is my list of goals. I'll have my year goals, I'll have next year's goals, and then I'll have goals in 5 years. And so anytime I need to get grounded, I get a little lost on what I should be doing. If I don't know how to make certain decisions, I look at my list of goals this year and maybe next year's too. And I'm going to be making my decisions today and this week and this month based on those goals, based on those things I want to accomplish, right? So am I going to go out this weekend? Maybe not, because I have these goals I'm trying to accomplish. And so that's my GPS. That's telling me where I want to go. So I think it's super important to have that list of goals for yourself and to remind yourself those goals basically on a daily basis. So those goals will help you make the best decisions, so you end up getting there and completing all those goals by the end of the year.
Yeah. Well said. And thank you for sharing that as a personal practice. And, you know, I think vision as another way of what you're articulating, having vision is so important. And I feel like if we don't cast our vision, life casts vision for us. If you don't stand for something, you stand for nothing.
Yeah.
And so we really are the byproducts of that. And, you know, and I think coming back to this conversation around credit stacking and even building what's beyond What do you see as the future of where this is going in the next 5-10 years, even if you look at economics as a whole and, like, you know, just seeing what could become possible? What has you excited? What do you have your eye on? You know, what type of vision are you holding for this?
Yeah, so I think short term, when it comes to lending specifically, I think with an uncertain economy, I think lending will get more difficult and more challenging to get good approvals and good limits. And so I think this type of education that I'm teaching people is more important than ever, because you're going to be more prepared to go do things like this. And there's a lot of people that will, bring up the objection of, I don't need $100,000 right now. I don't need $40,000 right now. However, you might need it in a few months. You might need it next year. And it does take a lot of time to optimize credit, build relationships with the right banks, et cetera. So you want to be putting in the time now to make yourself attractive to these lenders. So by the time you need the capital, whether it be a good business opportunity is presented to you, or now you have a business you want to start, or you have a business and maybe in 4 months, unfortunately, you absolutely need some money to get yourself out of a hole, you want to be ready to take advantage. So I do think lending is going to get more difficult. So you want to be prepared for times like that.
Well said. Jack, let's jump into the rapid fire round on Conventional Lifers. We're going to talk about the giveaway shortly after that. I've got a series of lightning questions coming at you. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Question number one, fill in the blank, speaking about yourself. If you really knew me, you would know what?
You would know I'm an absolute full sender at life.
Love that.
Travel, sports. I do skydiving. I've been to 40 countries and I travel basically full time. And I used to live in Bali for 3 months.
Love that. I remember the first time I was skydive, which was like, I don't know, 10 years at this point. I got down to the bottom and I'm like, hair was like blown back. And the guy's like, welcome to your first skygasm. And it was just like such an experience of being in the air. And I have only gone a couple of times, but it's amazing. So yeah, love that. Next question. And all the places that you've traveled, what is one place that you feel might be underrated or not as popular that you really love and why?
I think Croatia. I've been to Bora Bora. I've been to the Maldives. I've been to Santorini, Dubai as well. And those are all, very high rated and definitely at the top and well-deserved. But I think a country like Croatia has incredible experiences you can get involved with. Super, super blue water, very old architecture, castles, really cool things like that. So I think Croatia would be an underrated one for sure.
Yeah, we did one of our Unconventional Life events there last May. So would definitely echo that from personal experience. So I would love that. And my next question for you is, when you think about the unconventional life and living the unconventional life, what does that mean to you?
It means going against the grain and not going with the status quo of what people think you should be doing. It's if you listen to the news, you should probably be doing the exact opposite of what mainstream is telling you. Because if you want to live like the average person, you should take the average advice. And so the unconventional advice is probably going to get you to that next level. So I try to, stay out of the mainstream and do my own thing and learn it myself. And really only taking advice and listening to people who have or are doing what I want. And that's not the average person. It's the people that are very elite, absolutely crushing it. So I'm only listening and seeking advice from those types of people. So even like listening to advice from your old friends, from your family, of course they love you and maybe they have some good advice, but if they're not doing what you want, then maybe take their advice with a grain of salt. That's from my personal experience. That's what I would say.
Well said. Jack McCall, everyone. Jack, tell us about the giveaway that you've got for one of the listeners.
Awesome. Yeah. So what we're going to do, guys, is I'm going to give away a free book. So whoever's going to be the winner of this, I'm going to send you a book. It's Credit Stacking. It's about a 200-page book. And I dive into deep detail on a lot of more of these strategies. And then also covered in the book is the strategies on how you can leverage credit card points for free luxury travel. And so through these top credit cards, you're going to be accumulating hundreds of thousands of these credit card points. And then when you understand the strategy on how you can transfer these credit card points from the bank to the hotels or the airlines, you can get a 5-10x or higher multiple on your points. So you're getting much, much more value on these points. And you're getting these points for free in the first place from the signup bonuses from the credit cards and just spending on the credit cards. So it's a lot of free luxury travel that is at your fingertips through credit. And I travel the world basically full time. I'm barely at my apartment and I'm able to leverage all the points I'm getting from my credit cards and transferring them to these airline companies and getting epic first class seats all around the world just through credit card points. And so some of those strategies are in this book called Credit Stacking.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, Unconventional Lifers, if you want to win that giveaway, win the credit stacking book, head over to unconventionallifeshow.com. Click on the giveaway tab. As a reminder, giveaways are always open 1 week after the episode airs. Always tune in Mondays to never miss a giveaway or never miss an episode. And, you know, I know you mentioned before best ways for people to find you and to stay in touch. If there was one resource that people are like, okay, the book, I can check that out. If there was another resource for people to dive in, what would you recommend for people to continue on this journey with you?
Yeah. So for anyone that's interested in getting access to capital to start a business, scale a business, or have money for different investments, I have a full case study. It's about 10 minutes long where I go into deep detail about this strategy and, you know, to show you guys what's possible and how to exactly do that. So we'll drop a link below. That's a free case study. Definitely check it out. And if you're interested, I have the mentorship program, currently about 2,000 entrepreneurs that are absolutely crushing it with credit and their business. So check that out.
Amazing. We'll throw that link once again, unconventionallifeshow.com. Jack, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us, for being willing to think unconventionally, have a growth-oriented mindset, and make it possible for not only yourself, but for others as well. So it's great to have you on the show today.
Awesome. My pleasure. Thanks, Jules.
Thanks so much, everyone.